Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Art Class Model. In this file, you will be, well, made to model and pose in front of a whole class of art students. Now you may wonder how that came to be. So close your eyes and let me help you remember how it began. The beginning wasn't that complicated at all. You were curious about learning to draw a little better, so you joined an art class. You knew that there would be nude models, and while that might cause some eyebrows to raise, it also means that you learn to draw shape really well. Learning to draw the human form is very important if you want to make your art right. It helps to make what you create come alive. And the better you do it, the more you can feel that your work is showing your imagination. As you arrive at this class, unfortunately, the original model cancelled. And before you knew it, there was some sort of discussion going on who should be modeling next then, in their stead. Fortunately, the teacher had a simple idea. A solution to not make anyone do something, but simply to draw straws. And those that would draw the long straws would be politely yet firmly asked to model in the center. And of course, nobody wanted to disappoint. So as everyone participated and drew their straws, so did you. And as you drew your straw, you realized that you had the longest straw. And I wonder what you'd be feeling in that moment. I don't think my words could accurately express all the things that went through you, or what would go through you as it would happen to you. The realization of what is about to happen, of how you will have to undress and stand on a little raised platform in the middle of many people who will be paying attention to each and every part of your body. Their eyes will go over every inch, every curve and line, every bit of texture and color of your body. And it's not like it's hidden either. The center's well lit. The whole area is made specifically to draw from. There is light and shadow emphasizing shape. In fact, those that draw are a little more in the shadow than the ones standing in the center. And it is time now. Time to undress, to feel, to mentally prepare for the situation. Not yet standing on the platform, you were already keenly aware of what was going to happen. You were allowed to undress in a small room to the side, putting a cloth around your shoulders. But that wasn't that easy. Taking off your clothes made you more and more aware with each and every item, and the closer you got to being completely nude, the more you became aware of how everyone would see you. The small solace of the soft cloth that wrapped around your shoulders, light and comfortable, would soon fall away. As you open the door back into the studio, your body partially covered under one simple cloth, you stepped closer and closer to the pedestal, the raised center. The floor of the studio was kind of cold compared to the warm surface of the pedestal, and as soon as you moved in position and the cloth was pulled away gently but firmly, you felt the warmth of the lights that were pointed straight at you. In that regard, it was a very comfortable, cozy, warm place to be. If you hadn't been nude and the center of everyone's attention, it might have even been extremely comfortable to stand here. A simple pose. There was nothing to hide. Your arms, your hands were placed in position, a pose that you could hold for minutes, maybe an hour, easily. And then you began to hear the scritches of pencil and paper, the first sketches of your shape being drawn down onto the canvas. Others followed. You mostly stared into the blankness, although you were aware of the eyes staring at every part of you, deep into your openness. Every part of skin, every hair, every little curve and line, every bump and smoothness. You could hear all around you from every direction the sound of pencil on paper, of sketches being made of your shape. Footsteps of the teacher walking around looking at those that were looking at you. You could hear broad strokes at times, rough, quick movements to sketch the whole of your shape. You could hear tiny little scritches, small details that people were sketching onto paper to fill in those broad strokes. You became more and more aware of each and every part of your body that was being watched, analyzed, seen, drawn, and stared at. And it was slowly having an effect on you, wasn't it? All those eyes observing each and every part of you, all those minds, analyzing every shape, curve, crease of your body, including the most private parts, the sensitive areas, the skin that reacts to even the tiniest breeze. Aware that as you're standing there, there is some slight movement of air. It is so quiet in the studio, besides the sound of pencil and paper, there's almost nothing else. Although your mind registered there's some sort of music back there, some soft background tunes that cover the atmosphere, but they do absolutely nothing for your acute awareness of how those pieces of charcoal are being made to reflect your visage onto paper. And of course, it is having an effect. Your body, as it is more aware of how it is being seen for all of its intimate details, is beginning to respond quite powerfully. And you wonder if it's also visible. Do the bright lights betray your blush, the flowing flush of red that spreads? Does the soft breeze caress your skin in such a way that the feelings within cause you almost to sway with need, imperceptibly indeed? A craving, a wanting, exposed for your desire, curious if anyone else can see the fire deep within burning brighter and brighter. Are there drops escaping? Are there pencils now adding little details in certain places as your body is inevitably responding to this subtle stimulation of being seen? The sound slowly changing. Someone said something, and now you hear the papery sound of people moving to a new page to draw on. You're almost surprised by hands grabbing your wrists and slowly moving you into a new position. Reacting in a daze, a wonderful haze of nothingness that spreads through your body. The new position is, if anything, even more revealing. It leaves nothing to the imagination for those that sit in certain places, both in front and behind. The warmth of your body is so powerful that you're curious if it is caused by the lamps, or maybe the heat is coming from inside. While you stand there posed in a slightly more naughty position, I wonder what you're thinking. I wonder if you would be able to move at all, or if you're caught in such a nice contrast of feeling exposed and getting off on it, not wanting everyone else to see how horny you are, and yet it is their gaze that grazes over your skin and causes the feelings within to grow even more powerful. Yes, while you are told to stand there and not move at all, you're almost grateful that you listen and stay in this blissful aroused state. Your body is almost like a statue, perfectly still, blissfully blank inside, as you concern yourself only with trying to hide all those sensations that spread along your skin. The softest breeze, the movement of air, causes you to feel even more down there, and you know that there's many, many minds analyzing each and every part of your lines and your shapes, your curves and crevices. Little drops may continue to escape as your body is inevitably dragged into this way. It's important to stay still, completely quiet, to quench the will to touch, the desire, the craving, that wonderful feeling inside that may lead you to do some very naughty things in front of everyone. Another pose, even more revealing and naughty. Moved into position, the sound of paper being moved once more. New sketches, new scritches, new touches all over your body. One of your hands is so close, it would be so easy to do something incredibly, wonderfully naughty. Time goes fast and slow. It's difficult to analyze how long you've really been standing here, exposed, aroused, wanting and needing. I wonder how much you'd be willing to do right now in front of all of them. And if you will become more appreciative of those standing in the center next time, if you dare to come back, of course, who knows, you might lose the draw again. The sounds of pencil on paper is a caress across your mind. The feelings of your body, the sight of those eyes all staring back at you. You do your best to not look at them, but you feel them. You feel the heat that they burn into your skin. The sights that they have, the sounds that the whole room makes. Your own breath is slow and deliberate, doing your best not to show anything at all. It's important not to move. It's important to feel, but not show too much. however. You can never be fully certain of what others have seen. Would you share it with the model? Would you tell them that you could see how aroused they were? Will the others tell you that they could tell that you were just so incredibly horny? Can you face those wonderfully innocent stares after you get dressed, now that they've seen everything, including your desire? The only thing they haven't seen is you pleasuring yourself, and there's a slight, well, threadbare bit of pride left that prevents your hand from sneaking closer right now. Wonder what would happen if someone were to innocently brush over where you want to touch. Suddenly you feel the cool cloth around your shoulders, caught by surprise that it is suddenly over. And you're led back to the changing room. Well, the art supply room that is just used for you to change. Your clothes still in a neat pile. The click of the door behind you as you're left with your own feelings. Could the teacher tell how much you were affected? There's nothing more beautiful and blissfully intense than slowly feeling the sensations of cloth slide back over your skin as you cover yourself up while every part of your body is so sensitive that it is almost orgasmic. I will spare you the stares of the rest of the class as I count back up and finally let you walk back out. All those memories and feelings firmly set, drawn onto the canvas of your mind. One, two, slowly waking, three, four, more aware, five, six, almost there, seven, eight, almost awake, and nine, 10, wake. And welcome back.